Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is technology editor Isaac M. O'Bannon, and here's my column from the June-July 2008 issue of the CPA Technology Advisor. Remotely speaking, did you know that, according to Forbes magazine, more than 22 million Americans worked from home or another non-office location at least one day per week in 2006? Here's another little factoid. More than 12 million U.S. employers allowed some of their staff to work either from home or remotely from another location on at least one day per month in 2006. That number's up 63% from 2004, and it was way before gas hit the $4 mark, so look for that to incredibly increase. There's no doubt that computers and the Internet have obviously revolutionized the way most Americans do their jobs, and this is especially so for tax and accounting professionals, whose modern practices are now completely reliant upon technologies to operate. From spreadsheet programs to advanced professional accounting suites, as well as tax preparation, online research, payroll, and virtually every other service that they provide, accounting and tax firms simply could not operate in today's environment without such tools. The ability to work remotely has also been made possible by these technologies. But when most professionals consider the use of remote access technologies, they generally think of being able to check email using a wireless device, or accessing client files while on the road or at the client's location, or maybe being able to perform some work from home in the evening or on weekends. One of the more recent trends, however, that's been made possible by the availability of cheap computers and high-speed Internet access is the ability to work remotely on a more regular basis, such as 2 or 3 days a week, or even on a full-time basis. Sure, remote workers have been around for some time, especially in the IT sector, and they even predate computers when you count envelope stuffing, freelance writing, and other less technical work. To emphasize how easy it was to work from anywhere, Microsoft even recently put up a workstation in a tree in a London park. The major professions have traditionally been less flexible, however, considering that a coat and tie were mandatory at many firms until not too long ago. The accounting profession typifies the reluctance in past years to make the work environment less traditional. Even though many service-oriented fields are not amenable to remote workers, the more tactical parts of the tax and accounting professions are very much so, especially preparation and review processes, where experience trumps proximity, especially when technologies can bridge that distance. So with gas prices soaring and a continued shortage of skilled professional accountants, many firms are finding that offering some staff the ability to work from home at least a few days a week is a powerful benefit that can attract and help retain valuable employees. It can also be a great benefit for the firm, enabling them to keep those professionals who would otherwise not be available to them. This last point was a major concern to a firm in Newport News, Virginia, Carmines Robbins PLC. Located near several military bases, the 18-person firm had seen many of its professional staff relocate out of the area when their spouses were transferred to a new duty station. When one of their more seasoned tax preparers was preparing to move to Germany, the firm's leadership saw that remote access technologies could help them keep her expertise in use. According to Rob Carmines, the director of the firm, it can be hard to keep people in their area because of all the transfers. Rob's a CPA, also holds MST, CFP, and PFS credentials, by the way. Once again, according to him, being able to have a worker stay on staff but working remotely has been a great benefit because it gives them some of the benefits of outsourcing, but they keep total control over the client work and relationship. The person in Germany even advanced to the role of tax manager for the firm and continued for 2 years until her return to the United States. While overseas, Rob said that she reviewed every 1040, along with some estate and gift tax returns. Another tax preparer with the firm, Deborah Howden Engvall, moved to Kodiak, Alaska with her Coast Guard husband, but was able to continue working for the firm during tax season. She prepared more than 200 returns in the 2007 year. According to Rob again, I'm sorry, according to Deborah, it's a great opportunity to be able to continue working for the same practice and to maintain the relationships I've had with my clients for 11 or 12 years, she said. The technology really has come a long way. Now when she logs in, it's just like she's right there, she said, right there in the office where she has a dual screen monitor and remote access to all the tax and document management systems. She said she also enjoys the ability to spend more time with her family than if she worked at a professional office. Deborah and Rob both agree that the time difference is actually a benefit because as staff in Virginia leave the office in the morning, Deborah's still working and can have returns ready for them when they get back in the next morning. Several other key factors are crucial to finding success in a remote worker, according to Rob. The first is having the technologies that enable the process to be as seamless as possible. At his firm, an administrative staff member handles all scanning into a document management system, making the engagement paperless, while the firm's tax and accounting programs are accessible to staff remotely using a Citrix-based portal. Rob notes that no data ever leaves the firm's control. The remote worker simply works with it by logging into their systems. Several programs are available that make tax and accounting and other applications available remotely, including Virtual Office from Thompson Tax and Accounting, Global FX from CCH, and of course from Citrix. Additionally, some professional programs have been developed specifically as web-based solutions, allowing staff to access the systems from anywhere. These include GoSystem ES for tax preparation, Accountants Office from Accountants World, and NetSuite's web-based accounting package. High-speed internet is also a must-have, but it is available almost everywhere in the United States these days. Rob's firm puts the cable internet bill for Deborah, along with purchasing her computer system. These costs, he said, are much less than the cost of having a traditional employee in the office. Other technologies also help keep a remote worker close, such as voice over IP, which enables Deborah to actually have a local Virginia phone number and an office extension. On a non-technological front, the remote worker needs to have the proper work ethic and the ability to meet deadlines, just as though they were in the office. Many employers, therefore, phase existing traditional workers into remote workers, having already built a trust in their capabilities and experience, and ensuring that they know the workflow dynamics of that particular practice. The trend toward remote professional staff will only continue in the tax and accounting professions, just as it is done in other fields, especially as workers see the potential for improved work-life balance and firm partners recognize the benefits to their firms.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.